We are back, everybody. Welcome back.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry.
I burped and scared me. Wow.
Okay, sorry.
Welcome back. Palm is day 7.
Holy moly, it's been a week.
It's been a whole week of us talking.
This Podmas has lasted longer than most relationships.
Truth. Most? I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, not most. Maybe that's dramatic.
But. In my world, it has. Welcome back, everybody. It's Podmas Day 7, and it is Sarah's favorite day of the week. It is, in fact, Tea Time Tuesday.
Tea Time Tuesday.
Juicy news in the world of celebs.
What are we going to talk about?
Last week, we talked about Shawn Mendes breaking up with Camila Cabello. And we have some news on that. Take it away, Sarah. What is the news?
Shawn Mendes released a song called It'll Be Okay.
So he came out with his own version of All Too Well.
Yes, basically.
He All Too Well'd us.
He did.
And supposedly this is about her?
When did
they break up? So he released this song and so we don't know when he wrote it.
I feel like they broke up like at least a month ago or maybe a little bit over.
Let me just see here. An announcement before the song's release, Shawn posted a picture on Instagram of the sun setting alongside with a caption. It feels like I haven't truly connected with you guys in a while. I miss you. I hope you love this song. That's a nice sunset, I gotta say.
Aw, I love him.
That is a very nice sunset. The song itself seems to chart a breakup and the realization between a couple that their relationship is coming to an end. The song's release comes just a few weeks after it was announced that his relationship with Camila had come to an end.
Ooh, maybe their relationship has been on the rocks for a while.
Could be. And maybe then, this was written, maybe he started to write this while they were still together.
I'm still really sad they broke up.
You know? Interesting. So some lyrics here. Are we going to make it? Is this going to hurt? We can try to sedate it, but that never works. Bam.
Goodness gracious.
That's some lyrics right there. In another verse, Shawn sings about a future the couple dreamed of fading to black, which seems to reference the future plans he and Camila had, something the couple were very vocal about in interviews. So I wonder what happened with them. Shit. What went wrong?
You know, they probably just lost feelings. They might have been just like drifted apart. They might have been too busy for each other. They might have just been toxic towards each other. There's a lot of things that could have happened.
Mm.
Shawn Mendes might be gay. I don't know.
Could be that. The lyrics of the song and the chorus, and I'm reading an article, you guys, from BuzzFeed.
Oh, there we go.
The lyrics of the song and the chorus appear to echo the joint statement Shawn and Camila released announcing the end of their relationship, which said their love for each other was stronger than ever.
What? Then why aren't you together?
And that they would remain friends.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I hate when people say that when they break up. I love is stronger than ever. Okay, well.
And here's the chorus. If you tell me you're leaving, I'll make it easy. It'll be okay. If we can't stop the bleeding, we don't have to fix it. We don't have to stay. I will love you either way.
Whoa. If you can't stop the bleeding, you don't have to fix it. I think you do. That sounds very dangerous.
Maybe he's just into period sex.
Oh, maybe. And she's not. She's like, no.
He's like, bleeding?
That sounds great. And she's like, this is not going to work.
We don't have to fix that.
We got to go.
No. She's like, I need a tampon. We need to fix this. And then he's like, no, free bleed, baby.
And he's like, my dick is the tampon.
Just free bleed. I'm into it.
It's okay. Free bleed under the full moon.
But by the way, the statement here. So here's the statement. Hey, guys, we've decided to end our romantic relationship, but our love for one another as humans is stronger than ever. We started our relationship as best friends and we'll continue to be best friends. We appreciate your support from the beginning and moving forward.
You know what? I don't
believe them. I think that like of all like breakups. Like, there's so many messy celebrity breakups. I like this for them. I like that they're on good terms and it's mutual.
If they love each other, then prove it.
They're both very young. Maybe they just need to date other people.
Yeah, they'll come back to each other.
You know, and I'm all for, you know, if Taylor Swift can write All Too Well and have it be this booming success and have people like relate to it and it's like this universal heartbreak song, maybe this is his All Too Well.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I say, do it. I love heartbreak songs. Most times Taylor Swift albums, those are the ones I like the most, the ones that are sad. So I like this for him. I like this for him.
I don't.
What do you not like about it?
I'm just sad that they're not together. I mean, good for them for, you know, staying friends and stuff. I don't think they're actually friends, though.
You don't?
I think they're just saying that.
I mean, they could just be saying that. Or maybe it's just like they're on good terms, but they're not best.
I think saying that they still have love for each other is going a little bit too strong. Not too strong, but too.
But remember, there's different kinds of love. You can love someone and not be in love with them.
That's true. I don't think they love each other.
No?
No.
I mean, it's a lot of assumptions happening here. Sean, Camilla, call us up, please.
Help.
We need to crack this.
We need this.
Look, she put, and Camilla posted a picture on Instagram of her kissing his like forehead.
Notice how she's like, her face is hidden though, so you can't see the disgust in her face.
Well, she wouldn't do that.
I'm just kidding.
She wouldn't do that.
Just kidding. It's fine. Everything's fine.
So that's interesting.
They both grow from this and become better humans. It'll be fine.
When was this one of her most more recent posts?
I also love her so much.
Do you?
Yeah. Did you ever see her videos back in the day from, what was the group that she was in?
Fifth Harmony.
Yeah.
I remember when she was in Fifth Harmony. She was like the it girl in Fifth Harmony, right?
Was she? She got picked on all the time. They were so mean to her.
But I think it was because they were jealous of her talent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because she was the standout in that group.
That's
in terms
true.
Of singing. So I think probably what happened there was all the other girls were jealous.
And also she's the only one that's like been successful.
Pretty much.
I don't know who the other girls are.
Yeah, couldn't name them. Couldn't name them at all.
But I know who Camilla is. Anyways.
We know Camilla. More hot goss. So we're going to talk Britney Spears for a bit here. We have a lot to dive into with Britney Spears.
My God, Britney. Holy moly.
I'm wearing a Britney shirt right now.
Love that for you.
There's a couple things. So one is that, and let me see if I can try to find this article while I'm also talking about it. One is that apparently there are rumors going around that her and her boyfriend might already be married. So essentially what happened was, so there was these posts that came out with like pictures of them like going on vacation, like in a plane, which I just gotta say, they felt very forced, the pictures. Have you seen that?
I think so.
Like, it's just it is very, I don't know, it gives me weird vibes. Them as a couple give me weird vibes.
Really?
Yes.
He looks like an angry man. Oh.
Does he look angry? I don't think he looks angry.
Maybe it's just his eyes.
But I just feel like, yeah. All these posed Instagram videos and posed Instagram photos,
I'm confused.
Make me nervous. But I guess what happened was he posted a post of them on the plane, and the caption was, do you want to read it, Sarah?
And yes.
your best... let me see here. Can you see that?
I call you loneliness.
Lioness.
Damn it. One sec. Let me clear off my glasses.
That's me. Loneliness. Not Britney.
Oh, sorry. I got confused. Sorry. I call you lioness because I admire your relentless strength. I'm inspired by your beautiful heart. I celebrate your smile that lights up my world. Heart emoji. Every day is your birthday, my queen. Crown emoji. Happy first birthday to my wife.
Also, why would you say happy first birthday to my wife?
Is she Benjamin Button?
Is she turning one?
I guess so.
That seems strange.
She seems very old to be turning one.
Right?
Ooh, what if Britney Spears was like cloned? And this is the first birthday of her clone.
I don't know. Or maybe it's like, maybe it's coming on like, have they been married for a year? have they, or maybe it's like, this is my first birthday with you as my wife. That could be it. It's just weird wording, you know?
Yeah.
I know I said earlier in the last podcast that I love PDA. This one's a bit much for me. I don't know.
If it's forced PDA, no thank you. But they're like, you can tell the difference between somebody who like really, really love each other, the people who are just like, oh, we're doing this just like to show off, and like we're just doing this like so people will think that like, so people will think that we're in love. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, no, it does for sure. I just wish Brittany would get better at her posting schedule.
I just wish Brittany would get better
in general.
Like in general.
Do Poor you girl. Think she's married?
I think, yeah, definitely.
That makes me very scared for her.
But like, then again, a lot of people.
Okay. Brittany's been through a fucking lot. Can we all just say it? Like, it's I'm on team Brittany. Free Brittany.
Hashtag free Brittany.
But I'm also on the team of let's get Brittany's mental health back, because it's probably annihilated after all that she's been through.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily think when you're going through all this stuff and you're going through this kind of healing process and you're coming, you're finally free, but there's probably a lot of healing to do too. Yeah. It's not just going to be over because she's free. She's been through 13 years of trauma.
She needs help.
She needs to heal that. And I don't necessarily think like making the decision to get married is the best idea to do that when you are in that mental state.
Absolutely.
So I'm pro them being together and him being a support in her life, but her being married and potentially having more kids with this guy makes me nervous. It just makes me nervous. I just have a pause.
Yeah.
I'm not in full, I don't know what it is. I just.
Maybe he's not referring to her as, like, because you know how like people with their partners will call them like husband and wife, like when they're not actually married.
Can I say that's one of my biggest pet peeves?
Me too. It doesn't make any sense.
Fucking hate.
I'm gonna go
that.
See the wife today. Do you mean you're
and part? People go, oh, we're common law, so we're pretty much no.
That's not how it works.
It's not how it works, and I hate it. And I some people I know do it, and it I will die on the hill. I hate it. I will never do that.
I don't do that. Like, it feels weird. Like, Dustin and I are engaged, but still feels weird being like, I'm gonna go see my husband.
Do you say fiance?
I say fiance.
Yeah.
Because that makes sense.
You wouldn't say boyfriend.
I don't say boyfriend anymore.
Because you're engaged.
Exactly. It doesn't. Yeah. I don't have a boyfriend anymore. I have a fiance.
Right. Like, I'm not. I would never call someone hubby or whatever if it's not actually official.
My ex-boyfriend used to call his partner his wife just to make me jealous. He's like, I'm going to go see the wife today. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This isn't making me jealous. This is making me sad for you.
That's very sad.
Anyways,
the other so the other thing that we want to talk about is that it's come out now saying that she was forced. Okay, so here's a headline here, and I popped off when I saw it. Britney Spears says she was forced to do therapy against her will, 10 hours a day, 7 days a week. And my first reaction was, oh, you were forced to do therapy? You poor thing.
You're forced to get help? Oh, no. Not the help you needed. But people being forced into therapy, that's not for them, is a real thing that happens. So, and, like, it's traumatizing.
And that's the thing. So I say that joke because I'm a comic and I just want to see the funny in it. But, yeah, 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's more than a shift of work every day. That's too much. I did 2 hours, you know, being assessed for 2 hours, and
it takes a lot of
time. I was
done
for the rest of the day. I was drained. So, here's the thing. Yeah, that's too much. But I do think she should be getting help. I do want to play this video because it is just insane
and
crazy.
Oh my God, this video.
So I'm going to hold it up to the mic.
I'm here to just ask you a couple of questions. Not here to trouble you. I just want you to be completely relaxed. You just relax. I do the work. I'm just going to ask you a question. I'm here to help you. Key number one. So relax. Totally relax. Lay down. Do what you have to do. Just a couple of questions. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be fine. But the psychosis of what's going on in your head kind of goes into mine too. So we need to just clear these blockages. You know what I mean? Do the clear way. you know, so I can read you well, you read me well, so I can do my work. That's what it's about. I need to do my work for you to help you succeed.
Yes, I'm feeling fine. I had a great year. I'm having great days.
I think we need to figure some things out. Are you breathing well? Are you?
Does this keep going?
So yeah.
How long? I hate that it doesn't continue. Like,
succeed
where you leave off.
That's what it's about. Are you eating well? Are you okay daily? And what time do you go to sleep at night? Because I'm here to help you. Okay? That's key number one. I'm here to help you. Balls. Holy shit. Fuck balls. Whoa, girl. Fuck. Wow. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Wow. Fucking balls, eh? Yeah. Holy shit. Balls.
What? So
what happened at the end?
Based on this. What? We are laughing because we're confused, not because we don't care about Brittany.
We care about Brittany, but what?
I don't know what to think of all of this because
I just.
Therapy is so important and therapy is going to be intense and they're going to be asking you intense questions for your well-being. A part of me thinks if she's getting that kind of therapy, it's probably because she needs that.
Is she schizophrenic?
Is this I don't know. But like, see, the thing is, like, that video was pure manic energy.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot going on with Britney Spears. Like, she's been through it and she is pissed.
Yeah.
Understandably so. There's like a lot of anger that came out in that video. Like, even when she was like trying to do the impression of the therapist and she was like very angry in her.
Also, Miley Cyrus commented and said, "This is my favorite hypnosis video." Which I think is interesting.
That's a great comment.
But okay, then.
Britney Spears' comment section is always...
it's always a fun ride.
It's always the best.
I wish I knew what happened at the end. Like, that doesn't make sense.
I have no idea. Was that the therapist...
was she just, like,
also doing
rails?
An impression of the therapist? There are toxic therapists out there, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
And there are... and obviously, yeah, if she was forced into therapy 10 hours a day, 7 days a week, that is unacceptable. I don't think mocking therapy is a great thing to do, where I'm pretty sure she needs it more than anyone.
Absolutely.
In the world. And yeah, this was all very strange.
The whole thing is strange.
She needs help.
She does need help.
Free Britney. Give her life back, but get her help.
Would a hot take be that, like, maybe her conservatorship was helping her in a way?
It was probably put into place for the right reasons, because we all remember 2007 Britney. All remember 2007 Britney. Like I remember that, and she was not well.
Yeah, but she's also not well now.
My gut tells me that it was put into place for the right reasons, but then it got out of control.
Yeah,
and I don't think the people in her life are the right people to have around her.
Absolutely.
There's people who are money hungry and they don't care about her well-being, and that's terrible. But yeah, I think the root of it is that she was mentally not well.
And
there's probably a shit ton of mental illnesses here that are hiding.
Yep.
So is this someone who I think should be waltzing around the world, traveling and getting married and having kids again?
Or even like taking care of her own children right now and having full custody over her own kids?
I haven't even seen her kids mentioned at all.
I feel like her kids are old now too.
Like,
maybe that's why.
Like, I don't remember the last time she mentioned them. So I don't know. Free Britney, but I think
free Britney, but also help Britney.
I think there should be a transition period here where she's getting the right mental help.
Yeah,
with professionals that aren't toxic professionals. And it makes me sad that if she's had this experience with therapy, she's now going to probably try to resist it.
Yep.
That's what makes me...
exactly what she's doing.
That's what makes me freaked out, because if you're going to force feed someone, they're not going to want to eat.
Yep.
But she still needs to eat. She needs to get that therapy.
She free Britney, but also maybe lock her up for a little bit.
Yeah.
Get her some help.
Not even lock her up, but like give her a healthier life.
Yeah.
That includes healing and helping her to heal from this insanity.
She's trying to lead a healthier life, I think. It's just, yeah, she's way too angry to do that right now.
There's so much anger and it makes me very sad. Like, I can't even really... I used to like poke fun at her posts and I can't even really do that now because I just go,
it makes
me so sad that like she's now free, but she's still spiraling.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you're traumatized.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
You go through the stages of like anger and then guilty and then anger and then guilty again. And then eventually the healing comes in. And
that post was just the most insane thing I've ever seen.
I have to watch it again because I don't understand.
We are traumatized after that post.
Yeah.
We will need therapy ourselves after watching that.
So. We'll force each other into therapy.
And as always, formulate your own opinions on this. Do research. Like, I don't know everything about the conservatorship and everything. My gut is that Britney still needs help. And if you don't see that, it's like my old joke that I used to do. If you think Britney Spears is okay right now, you're not okay right now. And I think that the Yas Queens and like this goes back to something we've talked about this recently off mic. If you are giving people positive reinforcement via social media for their erratic behavior, you are part of the problem.
Yup.
Yep. So every like you're giving her when she's in this strange state
is just feeding.
Is making her go,
just feeding
people are
animal.
Supporting me.
Yep. Look at all the support I'm getting now because I'm in on my conservatorship.
So I just.
Look at all the support I'm getting from being wild and crazy.
It's just a big beast and it's crazy.
And like with Britney too, like she's in Hollywood too. And I can't even imagine how hard it is to heal when you're in the spotlight all the time, when you're surrounded by like. Sketchy people. I hope she's surrounded by the right people now, but like you just never know who's really on your side and who's really trying to help you.
Truly never know. And that's the thing. I don't think she should be in a conservatorship again, but I do think she needs to have
a little guidance,
healthy routines in her life that are going to contribute to her being a mentally healthier person.
Yeah.
And I hope that like the right kind of therapy will do that for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And maybe some meds. And maybe a new social media manager.
Or maybe like a right diagnosis for her mental illness.
Yes.
Right? That's going to make a big difference.
It's going to make a huge difference.
Going back to Kanye West, my guy Kanye West, he got diagnosed with bipolar because like he was like acting all crazy and like doing all this stuff. And then he got diagnosed with bipolar. Now he's medicated. Now he seems to be doing all right.
There you go. And maybe that'll be the next topic for Wildcard Wednesday, which is coming tomorrow.
Kanye West.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in yet again. Thank you for joining us on this Tea Time Tuesday.
Woo-woo.
And we'll be back tomorrow for another episode of Podmas. Thanks for tuning in.
Ding, ding.